Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 73rd Venice International Film Festival. Today I'm in company of James Franco, Ashley Green, Holstein, Stowell, director and protagonist of In Dubious Paddle. So welcome.
Thank you so much. Good to see you, my old friend. Chiara.
Hi, thank you. Great to be here.
Hi, so nice to be here.
So, the first question is obvious. I know you're obsessed with John Steinbeck now. You adapted On Mice and Men in a play, and now there's In Dubious Paddle. What it is about him that is close to you that made you want to do more? I heard that maybe it's because he wanted to analyze the group dynamics, how a person act in a group.
I have a lot of connections to Steinbeck. I grew up reading John Steinbeck. I grew up in Northern California near where he grew up and where he wrote about. I was reading him as a teenager. I was basically reading about the history of my state and so he's been a part of my life for, you know, over 20 years and very close to my heart. And after I did Of Mice and Men on Broadway about 2 years ago, I thought I really wanted to do a cinematic adaptation of his work. And so I found this book. It had never been adapted. It was one of his lesser known books, but I thought it would make a great adaptation because it had such a strong central conflict, and the issues within it were so important. But I think first and foremost, I was just thinking as a director and storyteller that this had such a strong conflict, and that the tension between all the characters was sustained throughout, sort of starts early and never lets up, that would make for a very engaging film.
Holstein, Ashley, how did you get involved in the film project? Plus, I was working with James Franco, who obviously knows his time back.
Very much so. I got a call from James, and he had asked me to come and join the film. Of course, I knew his work already and was very intrigued to come and work with him. And then I hear about this amazing cast, Sam Shepard, Robert Duvall, Vincent D'Onofrio, of course, Ashley and James himself, Nat Wolff, Selena Gomez. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And then to put all that aside and realize that it comes back to this story, you know, this very, repetitive story we've seen throughout history where people have had enough, they're fed up, they have nothing. They can't lose anymore, so it's time to band together. And there's this unification of the human spirit and of this desire to have what they do not. You know, there are the haves and the have-nots all throughout history, and I think this is just another retelling of that story in a very poignant time in American history, but I think reflects a lot of what's going on in our global economic position today.
Same thing. I kind of received a call, and they asked if I wanted to hop on board on the project. And of course, the instinct was to just say yes before even reading it, because the cast was so incredible, and I have a great admiration for James. And to be a part of something, I think that shows kind of the struggle and what people had to go through. For everyday rights is something that's very important and that people, I think, need to know. And, you know, we have things like this going on today, but I think, you know, in the 1930s, during the Depression, there was a lot more at stake. It was a lot more brutal. I think there was a lot more death involved. And so, you know, for me, I was really excited to kind of, even if a small part, be kind of a vehicle in which to get this film as a whole made. And it was exciting to be among people that I have such admiration for, and to play Robert Duvall's daughter. It would be a hard thing to say no to, given any project. I was just really honored and excited to be a part of it.
Thank you, Austin Stowell, Ashley Green, James Franco, for being here with us on Fred Film Radio. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.